this. But Nissan is Rachman. The Ma'is Hashem created the world with Rachman. So anyway, so at the Ma'ir the Rachman. So we say, Meir Lorz, Vadarm Leh, and Chodesh Nissan, you should have in mind that the Rabbi Hashem should be Meir Rachman. And the Rabbi Hashem should take all these Neshamas and Shemayim that are lost and should bring them back. Every Neshama that's lost in Shemayim should find his flag under the banner of the particular Nasi that Neshama belongs to. So there's a lot of Neshamas that are still lost in Shemayim. Can you imagine that? It's a merit to Gazach. I don't want to take the whole time with this, but it's Dvorim Nifloyim Perik Peches. And so again, I urge you to take out your parches. Not so later on, I would do it right now, but I do want to learn a little Chavos Levavos. Start from Perik Zion, Bamidbar Perik Zion, and Naso, Vahi B'yom Kalo Yismay Shalakim as a Mishkan. So today you say the first introductory psukim, the first 11 introductory psukim. Then you say, that's another six psukim. So you have 11 psukim introductory just for today, 6 more psukim, nishkefelech. If you're interested, I can make a photocopy of a special tefillah. You have a clean tefillah over here that you say, after you say the shavet, the nasi of that shavet. It's a grace in yana. Okay, so in other words, but this is very appropriate to what we learned in Chavos Levavos, that we should realize that we need that the people who are dead are still really alive, and the people who are dead who are lost, and they have to find themselves, and we better find ourselves in this world, because next world you're at the mercy of other people. And therefore he ends off the Chavos Levavos, Leif Chachamim Beis Evel, and he says, as we finished last week with this title, Lechaz al Beis Evel, Milechaz al Beis Mishteh, V'asher Soif Kala Adam V'chayit Nalibah, it's better to go to the house of Avelis than to go to the house of partying, because this is the end of every person. V'chayit Nalibah, every person should take the heart. And I must confess that I myself, I should know better. Many times I go to a shiva and I try my best to keep the conversation on the subject, but people get off the subject and we start talking about all kinds of things that are totally not shaykh to the shiva. So believe that I decided, after the last shiva I went to very recently, that there's only one eitzah. Believe that I have to come armed. Every time I go to a shiva, I have to take a photocopy of the Rambam we read last week in Hilchas Avelis, I think it was then the Perek Yud Gimel. The Rambam said the whole yisod of sitting shiva, zhdogadach, is to do tshuva. If you don't do tshuva, you miss the whole point of shiva. The whole point of shiva is not to mourn over the person who passed away. They're in a much better place. The whole yisod is to do tshuva. A person who do tshuva, sometimes during the 7 days of shiva, he missed the whole point. So believe that, I make myself a photocopy, come to the shiva, I just roll out the photocopy, and this is my statement for the avolim. That's it. If the rabbi doesn't do it, you can do it. It's a shanda and a harpa. I flunk. If I don't do that, I have failed in my mission. Finished. Onward. So, we're on the 17th meditation. 17th meditation, there's bonus, there says the 7th thing you should think about is that a person has to work on himself to uproot. There's a certain, people have a nature, listen to this, you're going to find this a little strange maybe. People have a natiya nafshis to spend time with other people, like to hang out with other people. Mamash da aloshim, limotze v'cherz v'yodam u'levalo yisitam. Leval says mamash to hang out. Leval is just to really waste time. Really hang out is the best word for it. Leval means just to relax in the chevra of people. So he says, Chavis Levavis, sounds, what's so terrible? Zokten, no. When a person sees he has this proclivity to hang out with people, and he has likes to just hang out. So you should know that it's very dangerous to be in the chevra of Ksilim. Now, at first, it depends who you hang out with, he says. If you hang out with Narisha people, you're in danger of 10 different dangers. Now, again, only the Chavis Levavis. I told you when we first started learning Chavos Levavos 3 years ago about that my Shver of Gift to Zechet Tzadik Levracha said that his Rebbe learned his whole Derech HaIyun from the Chavos Levavos. The Chavos Levavos can figure out, who can figure this out? Whoever thought about such things? 10 different reasons why spending time with Narisha people will hurt your Ruchnias and be very detrimental. So the man Mamash, every single situation he thought about very hard, I came with 10 different reasons? Who would think of such a thing? There's no reason like this. There's no mitzvah sefer like this that goes into everything with such such an analysis. Here's the 10 different things, these 10 problems you come up with. Number one, you talk to people, when you hang out with people, you'll talk too much. And it says in Mishlei, Perek Yud, the Pasuk Yutes, Beroiv Dvarim LaYechdal Pesha. He says, when there's a lot of talk, it's impossible that you should desist from sin. It's impossible. If you talk a lot, it's got to be a sin. It's not shayach. In other words, every word has to be weighed. The whole idea of hanging out means tam shmuz. And, you know, it's a very comfortable thing to sit in shmuz people. We can appreciate it very much. Because the people who you know and you love very much, my definition sometimes of love would be, somebody, I don't have to think twice what I say to this person. You know, I have to be certain people, you know, everything I say, not just because I'm any person, you know, when you're them, they're very critical, they hop on everything you say, they start challenging it, why'd you say this, why'd you say that, is that so? Who needs it? That's not, I want to relax. So you're with people, you're with friends, I think a good definition of a good friend, the friend you really trust, is that I know he respects me for what I am, I can say what I want, whatever's on my mind, I don't think twice, it's not mishmus, it's retzach, you know, I just speak. But dangerous, says Shlomo HaMelech, when there's a lot of words, it's impossible not to sin. And the Chavos of the adds to this his little point. He says, one smart man once said, "As dvarecha hamiyutorim kanes." If you have extra words, keep them to yourself. That's mamoncha miyutor pazer. If you have extra money, spread it out. Most people, it's great. All the Chavos come with these lines. The extra money, give it away. Extra words, keep your mouth shut. Most people, extra money, keep your purse shut. Extra words, tell everybody about it. I got to tell you a shtickle I saw. What a great new joke I heard. What a great new shtickle, Tyra. A great new piece of Lashon Hara. Gewalt. Remember that by heart now. Put it on your dashboard. Es dvarecha miyutarim kaneis, ves mamoyecha miyutar pazer. It was worthwhile coming just to hear this. Number two, if you start hanging out with people, you can start speaking Lashon Hara. Guaranteed Lashon Hara. Guaranteed Lashon Hara. Like it says in Tilim, Perek Nun, Pasuk Chav, Teishev Bachicha Tedaber. You sit down, Mizetzachavek, Bachicha Tedaber, and you talk about your brother even, the Benim Chatitin Dofen, even the son of your mother, you'll say Dofen, you'll say bad things, you'll say terrible things about your closest relatives. And you start talking, Meret, once you start talking, you know, there's not such thing as to fill in the void. We don't want to be awkward. There's gaps. I want to sound smart. I want to sound interesting. There's so much going on when you're having this kind of hanging out conversations that you're going to talk Lashon Hara for sure, even about your closest people, about your wife, about your own children. Number three, when you sit around hanging around with people, you'll say a lot of lies. Because if you have nothing to say, you make it up, you know. And if I can't make it, if it's not totally a lie, it's like, you know, it's half a lie. I just exaggerate a little bit because I'm having such a good time with listening to me. Hey, I'm the center of attraction. I get no respect at home, you know. No one listens to me at home, and no one listens to me at work, and no one listens. So here, my chevra over here at the bar, at least somebody listens to me over here at Patty's bar. So, Rabbis, I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you about the big fish I caught, and I'll tell you about how I finished Shas when I was 16 years old. Remember that? I didn't tell you that. Because last week I told you it was 18. This week I'm going down 16. Next week I'll tell you it was 13 and I finished Shas. But the kids, I'll tell you stories. I'll tell you how great I am. I'll tell you Mises, Bubba Mises. He says you're going to lie. As David Amel says in Tillim again, Kapitel Nun Hei, Havu Os Bekirba. Havu Os means like emptiness are inside this bad city. Lo Yamish Merchova Toich Umirma. From this city where people are always congregating, there will not budge from its streets falsehood and lies and deceit. Number four, this is something, you know, this is really something that I don't, this particular Aveira, the Rishonim speak about a lot, and even the Sfaradim speak, it's an Aveira I don't find very much today. This is one of the few Aveiras I think the Olam has abandoned. In one way we're doing good. This one is number four, that people swear, they make Shvuas Sheker and Shvuas Shav. People they swear, lies or in vain. Now this, I don't know what that means. To people today, if you really care for such, you can't say by, you know, if you say something, by God, that's how it is, you know? Oh my God, this is how it's going to be. Or so that is a shua, rather, Rabbi Isai. You don't really mean to make a shua, but that it could be a shua. If you say anything to do with God's name and you add some kind of an action you're going to do or this is the truth, I don't think, but I swear to God, Okay, I don't think it's, in Hebrew for sure people don't do it. In English, maybe people aren't so careful. You should be careful, but I don't see it. It used to be a mom used to take shvuas, I swear by everything that's holy to me that this is the truth. Not so common today. I think people are careful. L'maisa, he says, that's what happens when you get into conversations with people and you start using Hashem's name in vain. He says, just say yes or no. He says, be simple, speak simple. Don't say, I swear that's the case. I swear it's the truth. I tell you, by God, that's the truth. Don't say that. Say, yes, that's it. No, no, not true. Don't say God's name. Leave God out of the whole picture. Don't let God's name be in your vocabulary. When you'll be trying to make, dramatize a certain point, don't say Hashem's name at all. Say yes or no. Number five. He says number five is that when you sit around schmoozing with people, you're hanging out. So number one, you mizgoya. Number one, you feel proud that you're smarter than the other guy. And you always try to look good, try to look like you're the interesting conversationalist. I'll tell you a story. And you think you're talking big stuff. And you make fun of other people. You put down the other fellow. And you mavayish people. You laugh at people. And you know, you don't, we're not serious. So we say sarcastic things, nasty things. We think we're cute. And kibitzing is very nice. But kibitzing usually brings us to say silly things which hurt people, the people right in front of us, nasty things, sarcastic things, bad jokes. It's a dangerous thing because, the nature of just hanging out is I'm not careful. My words just flow. I feel comfortable. I feel safe. I'm just relaxing. You know, I don't have to think about my words. But that itself is very dangerous, says the Chavos Levavos. You're going to be misgoy yourself. You're going to think you're great. Like, and look how cute I am. I can say what I want. So you come with some sharp dig and some barb, and you'll be mavayish somebody and be rob them even. So, very dangerous thing to do. Number six. He says, you know what the biggest problem is? When you're sitting around in the Mevalim, the other, you're just hanging out with people, and you stop schmoozing, you have no Yerushalayim in your heart. Yes, what's going around all the time? I'm standing in front of the Rebbeinu Shlom. Shivisi Hashem Negi Tamid. Wherever you go, you have superimposed everything you see and say. Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. But you're sitting and schmoozing, you let empty out your brain, you stop talking, you stop Retzach. You don't have Yerushalayim in your heart. Who would think of this? It's unbelievable. They're chachting these Akum. That's the Nesiva says in his parish on the Megillah, I think I mentioned to you, that was the Pshat Nachashverish, that Al Ritzbaz Vat Bahat Vosheish, Vidar Visoichores. Why did Nachashverish have in his Ginas Bison, he had his gorgeous gardens, he had floors that have sparkling jewels, he had the most chandeliers, crystal, zachim, gold, silver. What did he need all this for? Zuck in the Sivis in the parish, there's printed in every across the dollars, Megillah Star. He says Achashverosh knew that as long as Yidden are thinking Yerushalayim about their Rebbeinu Shlom, it can't hurt them. As long as Yid thinks about Shivisi Hashem like the Talmud, it cannot touch them. They're impregnable. So his whole kavan, the whole party, was only that Yidden should stop hang out at the party and drink and laugh and be so impressed with all the beautiful things that they won't think of Kabbalah Zomal Shemayim. A taitch of a yid is a person who goes around 24 hours a day and a trachten of Egen Ein Zach, the Rebbeinu Shlom. I'm in front of the Rebbeinu Shlom. Shavisi Hashem L'negdi Tomit. That's a yid. That's not the Sivis. Achashverosh was smart. His whole kavanah was that we should Messiah Das from the Kabbal Oil Mal Shemayim. That's a yid. Yid goes around very serious. Yidden are serious people. That's why American culture is so insidious, because this is the world of laughter. The American culture is have a good time. American culture is take it easy. Take it easy. Life is geschmack. Take it easy. Don't push yourself too much. It's bad for your heart. Stress. Type A behavior is very bad for your heart. You're gonna drop that. Rabbi, we can't think about God all the time. This Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim is too stressful, you know? This business of the Ol Malchus Shemayim. My doctor said I shouldn't have an Ol. And I've got to get this oleo margarine out of my system. It's bad for the hardening of my arteries. And get the old. Rabbi's religion is too stressful. I want to go to shul where it's relaxing. So I came to shul the other day, and he's, after shir, he's davening Meirev. He's not here, okay. So davening Meirev, chewing gum. Zoy davening Meirev. And over to after Meirev. I'm embarrassing. You know, the halacha yamale piti lasecha, that you're not supposed to make a bracha even when your mouth is supposed to be full of Hashem's praise, not with gum. And when you daven, you know, shavisi Hashem, you daven, you don't sit by zoy, That's America. That's how it goes. This is America. Spreitz Chois. So when you're hanging out, says the Chavos Lavavos and Stam Shmuzing, you have no Yerushalayim in your heart. Who thinks of such things? Number seven, he says, when you're hanging out with people, it's dangerous because you'll tell people your own secrets and you'll tell them things they shouldn't know about, and in the end it'll come back to haunt you, he says. When you're Stam hanging out and talking, meretzich, you say things you never would say ordinarily, and now you're telling people you're privating on them, and maybe it'll come back to haunt you. You might tell them some things that sometimes they might use against you at the grand jury. So when you get subpoenaed, then your neighbor turns up over there at the case. So you'll know why, because you spoke a little too much one day. You let yourself go, and you tell them how you frauded the government on your income tax form last year, and all the kunzin that you have, and all the different ways that you got money this way, this illegal, that illegal, and all the different shtiklach that you do. Someday it'll come out to haunt you. So he says, another danger, you talk too much, tell your secrets. That number eight, he says that also... He says, you come to tzvius, when you start hanging out with people. So, before he said the word, you have to hear such a doctor, the gechila. Before he said, when you're hanging with people, you want to impress them, you say lies. You'll exaggerate about yourself, you'll tell bubba mices about yourself, you overdo it, you're bragging about yourself, you're puffing about yourself, bluffing about yourself. Here he said, the fact is, when you're with people, you have mesoyeres by chuka lasois laatzmai shame etzlam. It's a mitzvah. If you mind your own business, you wouldn't care. But once you're with people and you're comparing yourself to somebody else, so now you got to show you're better than him. So you have a chuka. The etzlam keeping company with this chevra over here makes you want to look better than the next guy. So you'll come up with bubba mices or even exaggerations about how good you are, how successful you are, things that's not really so. And you're mamish misrepresenting yourself. It's upset. And he says, you misgoya, umispoyer, that you know this, you know that, you got this award, this God likes you, that God likes you, you were by this person, by that person, you went to this. It's nishtazoi. So he calls this tzvias. It's a little different than gaiva. It's a misrepresentation. You're going to be on an ego trip, and you're disguising yourself as something you're not. Tzvias is to misrepresent yourself and to disguise yourself, masquerade, what you're not. Then he says, number nine, the problem is that this is the biggest problem. It's really hard to believe he says this. He's the biggest problem with spending time with people is, again, I must just make, I don't know if we'll get there today, the Chazal makes it very clear that if you want to spend time with people, do by all means spend time with Tamir Chachamim and Tzadikim. That's the people spend time with. Just don't just hang out with dumb people. If you want to spend time, you go to a tzaddik, spend time with him, go to bring the Rebbe Kvittel, go to a yeshiva, speak and learn with him, or just ask him your problems, tell him your problems. Spend time in the yeshiva, with the yeshiva bachur, with the koyel and galai. Those are good people to spend time with. You come to the koyel every night, you hang out with the rabbis of our koyel. That's a good place to be. That's the place to spend time. You want to spend time with people, spend it with Tamir Chavim, open the Gemara together. That's great. He says that's tantamount to being with the Rebbe Shlomo Alein. He was talking about not with Tamir Chama Tzadikim. So not Tamir Chama Tzadikim, he says, you know what your biggest problem is going to be? you can't be Yaitzei. Because when you're dealing with Stam Prost, the people, so you'll see they're doing Averis. And you have a Chiyav Deraisa of Hoycheach Toychiach Hasami Secha. You have a Chiyav to give him Toychocha. You can have to give him Toychocha. You can't avoid it. And you have to do it in a nice way. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? How do you deal with these people? I mean, it's not a problem. You go up, first of all, they're speaking Lashon Hara. So you have to be the firmer guy, and you tell them that it's Lashon Hara. You like doing that. You don't like doing that. So if you know what? Says the Chavis, what do? Avoid it. It's not a cop out. He says, that's your problem. That's their problem. You don't have to go dafka, well, I'm going to hang out with all these Amaratzim. I'm going to dafka davening shul, a bunch of Amaratzim, because I know they talk during davening, and they're a bunch, they speak Lashon Hara during davening also. So I'm going to hang out there, because I'm the Shem Shema. I'm going to go, I'll be the white knight. I'm going to, no, don't go close this place. You'll never be Yaitzeh, he says. You'll never be Yaitzeh. He says, Echeh, Techeh, Samisecha. And he says, there's three different things. You have a triplicate, tripartite, Chiyav, how you have to stop Yidden from doing Averis. Either b'maisa, like Pinchas, right? So if you go to, if you're not, you know, what? There's certain shuls, like, you know, someone just tell me, yeah, there's certain shuls that, you know, by the Kiddush, all the men are hugging the people's wives. That's, you know, it's a very, very friendly shul, you know. It's a very friendly shul. You have to stand a handshake. You gotta give a Shabbos hug, you know. So you're gonna dive into shul. You have to go around the whole Kiddush and pull up people apart. Stop! Gila Raias! This is a Mizrayat Raias! You are a Yavar! You have to do it. You have to be Pinchas. So if you're with such Chevra, you're gonna have to spend your time, though. You're not gonna be very popular guy in the shul over there. You'll be the God Squad. You have to grab the whip. You have to be like Pinchas. Pinchas goes to the Romach. So it's dangerous. So number one, you have a Chiyah B'maisa. And they're like Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, or but deeper. He says, if you can't do a Maisa, so you didn't bring your spirit with you to shul the Shabbos, so you won't be able to, like, you know, get the psia. So you have to do b'dibur, like Moshe Rabbeinu. When he saw Dosim Aviram fighting, he says, Rasha, Lama Sakariyecha. Moshe is geshemt. Moshe was proactive. He sees a yid doing an Aveira, hitting another yid. He says, Rasha, Lama Sakariyecha. He's a Rasha. The word says, for this you learn, that person raises his hand even to a yid as a Rasha. Moshe had the right to call him a Rasha. It wasn't wrong. He got himself a lot of trouble with this, Moshe Rabbeinu, you know? He almost lost his head over this particular case. But in the end, he had to kill him with... It's all kinds of problems. The kids are... It's dangerous to be with such people. And he said, listen, but this is really a big chiddush. He said, well, you can't do something b'maisa. And you can't do something b'leiv. I mean, you can't do something b'dibur. So you, at least, you cannot remain indifferent to a chait. If you see a chait going on, either you have to stop it with an action, or you try to stop it verbally with words. Or if not that, at least you have to, in your heart, have a sinna, a hatred for the person who's doing the aveira. That is a very, I think there's a shtickle chiddush over here. David Melo says, in Tilum Chavav, Sonesi Kahal Mereyim, V'mershoyim Lo Yeshev. David Melo says, I hate the Kahal Mereyim. There was a shul in the neighborhood called David, called Kahal Mereyim, the congregation of evildoers. I hate Kahal. There's a place called Kahal Mereyim. You heard of it? This Kahal Beis Avram, this Kahal Beis Yitzchak, this Kahal Mereyim. V'mershoyim Le'eshev. I wouldn't sit with Rishoyim. What's David saying? He's talking about the actual life. Stay away from Rishoyim. If you sit with Rishoyim, it's impossible. Says the Chavos Avavos, that means that if you see a person that he does a chait, he's not makabel techocha, so you have to try to stop him physically. And if you can't stop him physically, and you can't stop him verbally, so at least you have to try it physically, you try it verbally. It seems to him you start verbally, actually. You don't start with physically right away. You don't kill the guy right away. First you tell him verbally. Verbally, it's not very what you're doing over here. Then physically, you try to separate him from the aveira. And if that doesn't hurt, so you lekayem mitzvah lechalach bais beliboy sheyisna oisav yisrachim menu. You have to hate him and stay away from him. So now, this of course, the Chavos Avos paskins, you have sinna for a Rasha. But that's, yeah, because he said clearly, give him techacha first. You're not allowed to hate a Rasha unless you give him techacha. He did what the Rambam says. The Rambam says clearly in Hilchas Deis, Perek Vav, that if you see someone doing something wrong, you are not allowed to hate them in your heart. If there's something wrong to you, something wrong to somebody else, something wrong to the Rebbein Shalom, it is usher to hate the person. You must verbalize it and tell the person what's bothering you, and otherwise you're over in the system. Once you tell the person, and the person that stops doing the Aveira, there's two kinds of things. There's two things that are, there are things that are not Stam Aveiras, like a face. The person bothers me. It bothers me what he does. He doesn't have to do an Aveira. In my next door neighbor, he talks very loud. He's always screaming at his wife. Not Nishkan Averi, he can scream at his wife, that's his business. He screams at his dog, okay? He screams at his dog. Nishkan Averi screams at your dog. But it keeps you up at night. So I tell him, will you please stop? So instead of hating his guts, I think my neighbor is a gefella, he's always screaming, let his dog bark. Noch besser. He lets his dog bark. No, Averi, let your dog bark. He's letting his dog bark, he's bothering me. So he could say, the zikah, maybe it's not Averi, but Pashat, Nishkan Grace Averi. But, oh, that's his dog out loose all the time. I'm scared of the dog. So I tell him, so now I hate him and say, ooh, this guy is such a nasty neighbor, I hate this neighbor. It's also, you open it to the rice of assist Nachicha, but rather you have to tell him about it. Once you tell him, if he doesn't stop doing it, it's something else. I told him. If it's not Vera, I have to give him Toychacha. And again, if I give him Toychacha, he's in Chal Shabbos, or he does something else, and he doesn't listen to me, then he talks, he's a Russia, and there's no issa with sisna chicha v'vecha. So that's what he's saying over here. He's saying you have to react. If you try to react physically, the first thing is either physically or verbally. And if that doesn't help, you have to hate him in your heart. But you can't be indifferent. So the word Rav Zov is saying is, one cannot be indifferent to someone else's sins. So once you're in the chevra of people who are not beseder, you're looking for trouble because you're going to have to get involved with this person. You're getting emotionally involved. It's tzaris. So therefore he says, when a person is in the chevra hamoinam, he has a mitzvah, any way you look at it, because it's impossible that amaratzim should not do averis. It's not amaratzim who do averis. So who needs amaratzim? What do you need such friends for? Stay away from such people. It's not kedai the chevra of amaratzim. And that's the ninth. And the tenth reason, I think we'll conclude with that. So the tenth reason is why it's dangerous to be with amaratzim, stop hanging out with people, stop schmoozing, stop just going to go over to someone's house tonight, we're just going to hang out together, we'll schmooze, is, again, we never figure this one out, shuma abe des koyach shikal hadas des havonas hasechel. He says, the whole Yisrael of Yiddishkeit is, Yiddishkeit, Torah, is a value system. The purpose of one, or let's say, I would say, one of the great benefits and values of Limud HaTorah, of Kiyum HaMitzvos, is that we learn how to have a sense of values and a sense of Shikul HaDas, of balanced thinking. The whole Yiddishkeit is balanced, there's priorities. Oh, you say b'mitzvah, patam mitzvah. What mitzvah comes first? What mitzvah comes second? What makes mitzvah comes before that? Sometimes you see b'tayr, you patam mitzvah. Sometimes fakir, you're not. It's all kinds of mitzvahs. You have a valid talmud torah like tzoras ameis, fachnas eskala. So, but something's not a valid talmud torah for. It's a whole system of what's more valuable at this particular moment. What's right? What's wrong? Should I say? Shouldn't I say? Here the Torah says, be very nice to people on the one hand. Mekabel kol adam sefer kol yafis. Yiddishkeit is all about being friendly. It's all being a nice person. Then I'm supposed to go give the person the chacha. And you have to do that in a friendly way too. I have to weigh my words. What words should I use? I have to be very careful. I have to give them to chacha. Make my point. But on the other hand, I can't be too stark. So the whole Yisrael of Yiddishkeit is learning shikul adas. It's polishing one's personality. Polishing one's mind, that we should be very fine-tuned to be just right. Everything we think, everything we say should be just in order. But if you sit with ksilim, you sit with foolish people, and you stop talk, so Shlomo Melech says, v'roye ksilim yeroeya. The person who spends time with fools, it will be a detriment to himself. He will be corrupted and undermined. Spending time with foolish people who don't think, who are not oiski cheshbon to people. The aside of a yid is cheshbon. A yid is a cheshbon with his time. A yid, every minute he thinks, is this the best way I'm spending my time? Is this the best thing to do? Is this the best thing to say? Yeah, we try to be perfectionists in a certain way. Again, the Velt makes fun of perfectionists, that's too much pressure, and it's not the meshugge, and it's too medactic. So, we have to do it in a way that is not detrimental to ourselves and the people around us. But a yid be'etzim is a bal cheshbon. Cheshbon, the whole Yisrael of Yiddishkeit, everything is thought out. Everything is well organized by me. But if you spend time with foolish people who talk without a cheshbon, and they lie without a cheshbon, they waste huge amounts of time. And time is important, and bittul Torah doesn't exist. The whole idea of bittul Torah. If you spend time with people who have no asaga bittul Torah, those are dangerous people to stay with. The friends you should have are the people who, they say, I can't waste time in Torah. Every year, it's not just for rabbis or yeshivas or yeshiva bachrim, bittul Torah, every Jew, look in the Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah, will be given din v'chesh v'lo sod lavar on every minute of our lives. Who's told you to read the paper today? Who told you to sit and watch by the TV, by the boob tube? There, who gave you permission? What do you mean? You have plenty of time. Who gave you permission to go and sit and waste your whole day? Who gave you permission? Who gave you permission? Every year's mechuyev to spend as much time communicating to the Rabbanei Shalom. So he says, the Chavis Levavis, if you stop hang around with people who live a life without a cheshbon, and it's a hefker life, roye ksilim ye roeya. And roye is not, roye means a shepherd. You'll become a shepherd to fools, you'll become like them, you'll become like the flock. The shepherd of the fools becomes like a member of the flock. MOF, member of the flock, you become just like the foolish sheep. And therefore it says in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud, sichasi aladim, speaking with childish people. You love them. There are people 97 years old. They're a bunch of children. They never grew up. They grew old, never grew up. Sichas yaladim. Speaking of Narisha Mansion, television people, movie people. There's a Narisha Mansion. The whole life is shtus vehevel. Then the children, the 67-year-old babies. Sichas hayaladim. The yeshivas batiknesiya shlami aret. And living and sitting in a shul of amaratim. There are amaratim shuls. There's people, there's amaratim. Maitzin es adam and oilam. This takes a person out of the world. The place we should be is with the Talmidei Chachamim. We should sit extra time in the yeshiva, get a chavrus in the Beis Medrash, sit with Talmidei Chachamim. These should be our friends. And we should be in a shul of Talmidei Chachamim who value time and Torah. Sklol shel davar en zechavos levavos. Roiv aveiros, einam yechayim leyasas al yedei shnayim. He says, most sins takes two to sin. You hear how you saw it. Most aveiros is most. You have to have a partner. Like znus, masamatan, znus, business things, swearing, you're swearing to somebody else, shua sheker, shua shav, lashon hara. In the forest, I talk to a tree, not a lashon hara. If you want lashon hara, the great, you want lashon hara, you can see lashon hara you want. Go, right behind the shul is the tree. Talk to the tree. You can tell the tree whatever your heart desires. You can say, even at the rabbi, you can talk to the tree. You can say lashon hara, the rav, azayvai, whatever you want. Tell the tree, mamish, whatever you can even talk to a bird. If you want, you can talk to a bird. I'm giving you a tree's a little boring, you know. Bird will chirp back at you, talk to your dog. Talk to the dog. It's gavaltic. Talk to your dog and say, Fido, let me tell you what's going on here. You know, dogs are very good, men's best friends. You know, that's why it says, you switch on a calf, because tell me, no, you should say, if you said to the dog, you'd be better off. So go speak to the dogs. It's most aveiros required to. So if you have two people already, your partner's in crime. But when you're alone, it's so geschmack. He says, bedidus, being alone with yourself and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, this is one of the best ways to get midas toivis. You'll think you're a shemayim. When you're alone, no one's bothering you, no one's tumbling you. You'll think about the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, turn off the telephone. And therefore it concludes, and this will be it. Amud HaTovech, Shetoyer Alev Nishalav. He says, the pillar, the main pillar that purity of the heart rests upon, why does the main pillar, the main beam that purity of the heart is supported with, ahavas habedidus ubechiras hayechidus. It's a little poetic, it rhymes. Ahavas habedidus, loving solitude and the choice of being alone. Ahavas habedidus ubechiras hayechidus. Those people think that the main thing is yedidus. A guy, my buddy's around me. No, he says the main thing is ahavas habedidus. Ubechiras hayechidus, loving solitude and choosing to be alone. However, he says, and we'll do this next week, Mitzvah Hashem, his chavrus and chachamim. He says, if you spend time with Talmid Chachamim, that's the biggest isboidedus and the biggest ishleimus. Because the Talmud Chacham is with the Rebbe. I was just thinking yesterday, I had this fantasy. I must give, during Mincha, I had this fantasy. Imagine if suddenly in the middle of Mincha, Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita would walk in over here. Can you imagine? I was almost shivering, just a thought. Reb Chaim Kanievsky. God Lador. Call it Tarakul. Can you imagine Reb Chaim Kanievsky walk into shul? I don't know what to do. I would just fall Kairim Mishtachvim. I would just fall down on the floor. Kairim Mishtachvim Amoidim Lifnei Melech Malchim Malchim Kajbar. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the God Lador. Call it Tarakul. I was just fantasizing about. So if you're with Reb Chaim Kanievsky, I was like to be in Ten Rechov Reshbama on this in his house. When you see Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you're sitting with Rabbi Shlomo Alein because he's the Shechina. And you don't have Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and there's plenty of Monsi Baruch Hashem. There's dozens, there's hundreds of Emes Adamin Chaim and Monsi, and you sit and you learn Torah with them. You're alone with Abayev, a Rava, with the Rabbi Shlomo. It's just fine. There's no problem. It's when you're Stam Narish Kai with Narish mentioned, this is a problem. Rabbi Chanan, the Kashmir, the God of the Barlow, Zakh, and Sholofi, and Motam, and Shinon, and Chvez.